New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop top news updates and it's just a lot of K-pop, basically. And don't forget to hit that notification bell, follow, like, subscribe, wherever you're tuning in, whatever podcast streaming platform you're listening to us. We do check out the ratings, and the ratings and the reviews always goes a long way. We really appreciate that. And you can also hit us up. Where, Haley?
On Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Currently, you can actually hit us up there, not only just to simp and talk and chat with us all things related to K-pop, but you could also sign up for our current giveaway. Mm-hmm. We are having an NMIX giveaway. You get two versions of their most recent comeback. It's like a really cool spiral notebook looking like, I don't know, reminds me of like notebook from Blue's Clues ish, yes. Like those notepads with the spiral. And we have that. All you have to do is let us know that you love NMIX too, your fellow answer, and who your bias is. And if you're not an answer, but maybe you might and could be, just let us know that that's how you feel.
Right.
And you can also tell us if there's any other member or that you at least know ish, then you can tell us that too. Anyone's welcome to enter, especially if you're a Boy Next Door fan or not.
Yes.
Because we also have a giveaway for Boy Next Door. Mm-hmm. Haley, what is it?
Yeah, so we're giving away the digipack from their last album, How. And it's super cute. It looks like a laptop. I was really wanting to get this one, and I feel like it's been sold out everywhere. So if you enter, you can win this one.
Yeah, and you can start your adventure, your journey into Boy Next Door.
They're amazing.
Someone sounds very biased.
There's a lot of amazing groups,
but Haley's sounds pretty biased when it comes to Boy Next Door. But they're pretty funny, super cool too. So yeah, it's the same deal with this. If you haven't listened to them, then you could just say what you know about them and just let us know that you want to enter. And if you are like an up-and-coming One Door, if you've been an OG from the beginning as well, you can just let us know and let us know who your bias is and why. So don't forget to do all that stuff. So it's two different giveaways, one boy group, one girl group, both from the new generation, technically. Well, actually, NMIX is Gen 4, right?
Yeah. My next door is
Gen 5. Okay, so yeah, there you go with that. Also, just a side note here, if you're wondering why the next episode after this one is kind of different, it's because it's a special episode.
Yay!
We won't have any current news or updates because we cannot record current news and updates while we are in Hawaii. So we're going to be on vacation in Hawaii, visiting Haley's family also. And so we'll have another special pre-recorded episode. Just like when we went to Japan last year, it's like a couple random episodes for that one. This one is only one episode, but the topic this time, and we'll have a full-on discussion, we kind of recorded already.
Yes,
and it was way longer than we thought.
I know.
But it's because it's so interesting and there's a lot to talk about for it. But if you're curious and you want to check it out and if you have no choice and you're going to be forced to listen to the episode the following week, it is about, what is it, Haley?
So it's about me and Joko's top five groups currently
is
for
the
2024 because I feel like we did this last year for our Japan trip too, and it was very different.
Yeah.
And then because I mean, we do get some messages and stuff of people asking us like who our biases are from like certain groups. So if you've listened to this episode,
this will answer all your questions.
And then you'll also like know the reasons why we pick certain biases.
Yes. And each
group.
We're covering the top five for
boy groups and girl groups.
So we're going to cover both of that. It ended up being a little bit longer than we thought, but it's a lot of fun to listen to. So definitely check that out if you're just curious or you want to hear some interesting discussions and topics regarding like why people choose certain groups and why they bias that group.
Right.
And because everyone has their own reasons, and especially for like members too. So yeah, check that out. And that will be the following episode after this one. And yes, before we get started, because there's actually a decent amount of stuff we have to talk about as well. Don't forget that donations are definitely welcome. We have no Patreon or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a donation link through whatever podcast thing you're listening to us through that we have through Red Circle. Because Red Circle is our podcast hosting service. And because this is a self-produced podcast, no production studio, no affiliated podcast company, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just literally me on my computer. Like literally the night before most of the time the episode comes out, just trying to edit it really quick after Haley and I just talk K-pop. And we are just talking K-pop through a single microphone. So how ghetto is that? So anything, any little helps, you know, goes a long way. Plus, like, we have the ads and everything. But yeah, just throwing that out there because people have asked. So there's the answer. Let's get started because we are going to talk about some groups that are touring. We're going to have a couple comebacks listed for the next couple weeks since, you know, actually there's not even that much, but just to cover the next 2 weeks, we watched a couple music videos. We're going to talk a little bit of Blackpink, a little bit of Boy Next Door, some Block B. Some Twice. We also have, of course, for our fellow ARMY, we watched Jikook, the recent episode. And we watched Runjin. So also fellow MOAs, if you didn't know, TXT's Yeonjun was a part of the most recent episode
of Runjin.
A lot of interesting chaos and wetness happening.
They were very wet and, for the whole episode.
Pretty much, yeah. Soaked. And Stray Kids, of course, surround everything out. So let's get started, Haley. Rewind back. Okay, so G-Idle is actually touring in North America. They're like just starting. And guess what? I am going to be there. So I'm going to be rolling in deep, not with Haley, but with a bunch of, it's a bromance trip. A bunch of the guys, we're going to be hanging out and watching G-Idle on the floor in Anaheim. So that's already coming up. Super excited for that. I've been listening to a lot of their stuff lately, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. And I've been getting a lot of their stuff on my feed, so it's perfect. It'll be fun to see all that. And
yeah, by the time guys are listening to this, he's already watched them.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's true. I have never seen them outside of KCON.
Right.
So this will be my actual first show like for their own tour. Excited about that. Also, NCT Dream, we're not going, but they're starting their North America tour, too. And they'll be in LA also. They're going to be performing. I guess this podcast will be out the day that they perform in LA in Inglewood at the Intuit Dome, which is the brand new dome tour, like concert hall in, like, it's next to the Forum. It's next to, I think, SoFi. It's in that little like cluster of like event halls and venues. YouTube theaters.
I feel like everything's
part of SoFi. So they're going to be one of the first K-pop groups performing there, I feel like.
I think they are.
Because
I know Bruno Mars already performed there. But I don't think a K-pop group has yet.
Yeah, so
Correct me if I'm wrong.
If we're wrong, we're wrong. But they're definitely one of the first, for sure. Because the Intuit Dome, like, debut was with, like, Bruno Mars.
Right.
Which was only, like, less than a month ago. So, yeah, that's going to be super awesome if you're able to check that out. And they start their whole North America tour. They go to Mexico. And they come back, I think, like, Oakland. It's like they're going around. So You guys would know the schedule along with that. Don't forget, also, along with all this stuff going on here in L.A., not L.A., but in the U.S. of A, in America, we also have the VMAs on September 11th. And that is when Lisa will be performing solo for the VMAs.
Nice.
And, I mean, it's ironically enough, the VMAs is being held in New York City. And
on
the date,
September 11th.
The date is September 11th. So that's interesting. when I wrote down this, I was like, oh, shit. Also, news just dropped from Le Sserafim. They announced that they will also be performing as, I think, one of the pre-show performers for the VMAs.
So they will be there.
A lot of stuff going on in for K-pop fans and stans in the East Coast, especially New York. And they will also, this is Le Sserafim, they will be doing, apparently, a fan sign event for their album. So, wow. Fear not getting fed, especially if you're in East New York. Coast, people will probably fly there even from the West Coast. Oh, I already have a feeling.
Of course.
They'll be doing a fan sign for their albums at Barnes & Noble while they're there. Yeah, that's pretty much that's like all the stuff going on here in like North America for now. Let's see. Comebacks. Let's get started. September 19. Yeonjun from TXT, he's having his solo debut comeback.
Wow.
Yeonjun's mixtape, and it's called Gum.
With a double G.
Double G, just like Jam from, like Stray Kids Jam, but double G for Gum. That's going to be super exciting. And it's funny enough that they talked about it in the recent Runjin episode.
Right, but like, they couldn't say anything.
They
just
bleeped everything he said.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, cussing us out.
But he was just telling us about his solo.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell? Like, what's the point? Just tell us. It's really coming up anyways.
They should have just, like, released that episode after his comeback.
It doesn't even matter. Just, like, just tell us. Who cares? He's just going to say the name. We really have the general
info. That's true. They should have bleeped it out.
What a waste. Rise, also on the same day, September 19th. First mini album, Epilogue, will be dropping.
Finally.
September 20, we have, let's see. Oh, I think this is 50-50. Finally, their next mini album, Love Tune, with the title track SOS, is dropping. Along with P1 Harmony, seventh mini album, Sad Song, is also dropping.
Sad Song.
September 23, we got Daniel Kang, or Kang Daniel, whatever you want to know, like, however you, whatever order you want to say that. All I know is he's the one that broke up with Jihyo. How could you do that?
I don't know.
He dropped the ball. He fumbled. That's a big fumble. Jihyo, come on.
Well, it's just like Brad Pitt dumping Jennifer Aniston.
My goodness. And is that equivalent in the K-pop world?
I don't know, but it feels
universe?
Like that.
My gosh. What a waste.
Maybe not, but.
You fool, King Daniel. And it's his fifth mini album called Act. Along with that is another soloist. From Shiny.
Yes. Key. I feel like he releases so many solo
albums. All I know is
albums.
When Key drops a comeback or an album, just be prepared for some pretty cool marketing and designs for the album itself.
And all his dance challenges.
So that's going to be fun. He's going to be dancing with a lot of girls, too.
Yes,
I think a lot of
course.
Girls like dancing with him, too. So that's going to be his third mini album called Pleasure Shop. Ooh,
okay.
Spicy. That's very spicy. September 25th. Wavy is going to be having their Japanese first mini album, The Highest. Mm-hmm. So there you go for more the NCT family right there.
Mm-hmm.
We did catch a couple new music videos because some have dropped during this time period. Meow.
Meow.
Even though it's meow, but spelled meow, right? I know. I remember. They had their debut release, their drop for their music video, which is actually called Meow.
And
checked it out.
It's
very YG. It's super. it sounds like the Black Label.
Right.
It sounds like Teddy produced it.
Yes, exactly.
Like that's all I have to say. The cool part though about each member, it's like they can all speak so many different languages and dialects. It's so cool.
They're very multilingual.
This is it's like
Mandarin.
YG is making sure to everything.
Yeah.
It like a lot of the main bases are covered, you know, even Spanish and like, it's really cool. So they had like a promotional, I think it was an IG reel on their official IG, and check it out. It was super cool to just hear and see like each member do a different language as their introduction. So looking forward to seeing what they're gonna do. I mean, it's just getting started, and already there's of course fan wars, but within YG stands.
Of course.
Because, you know, that's what YG stans do between Meow and, of course, Baby Monster. Let's see. We also watched Megan Thee Stallion and RM.
Yes, we did. It's called Never Play.
That was a freaking... It was actually pretty cool.
I love
video.
That music video. It's so good.
First off, Megan Thee Stallion, she's a real one. She's a homie.
Yes.
For sure. Because she's obviously done a lot of stuff with BTS, but... She's a real weeb. Like, I remember, like she does anime stuff.
Like, an actual weeb.
She actually knows her anime shit.
Right.
Like, oh, I've been seeing so many videos and interviews and questions of, like...
She
knows her shit. So, shout out to her. She's a goat. She's goated for that.
Yeah, because, you know, there's, like, some idols that they just, like...
Wear it or, like,
just
show,
anime,
like,
but they don't actually watch it. She's cosplayed, and her cosplays are fucking amazing.
And it's not just that. Like,
it's not for sure.
There's
she knows
models and idols that cosplay, but they don't even really watch it.
Right.
Too,
she watches it.
We have an example of the other end, but Megan Thee Stallion for sure is one that's a, she's a real one.
Yeah, and then the music video itself was cool because it was like half animated, like anime style, and then like them in real life, except for Namjoon. He was all animated because obviously he's not there. But it was funny because in the music video, RM is driving.
And in the anime, if you're army, you know there's something wrong with that.
Because Namjoon can't drive. He doesn't have a license. So he only knows his bicycle. But Megan didn't know.
Megan had no idea.
Maybe she knew and she's like, okay, we should make him drive and look
cool. Someone should tell her. At least her anime counterpart. Also, the funny-ass part for me in the music video was when Megan was, like, doing this super cool anime attack.
Yes.
But it was a butterfly beam attack through her twerking.
It's so good.
She was twerking and shooting out butterfly laser beams.
It's so good.
I would never have thought I would see something like this in my life.
Right. Yeah, go check it out. It's such an entertaining music video. And Namjoon sounds fucking cool.
It's cool. Yeah, it's super like, I feel like 80s retro style colors, like that hard retro, like black, purple, strong, like neon. And it's, RM looks fucking dope.
Right, in the music video.
And his rap is really good, too. So I really liked it a lot. It's funny because, like, I came with it with, like, kind of no expectations.
Yeah,
so it was even better because I was like, oh, this is fucking cool,
actually. Yeah, I was like, damn, this is cool.
And let's see. The other music video that we watched, we actually watched a TXT. Good amount of stuff. TXT, yes. Their Japanese video.
Kito Zuto. And it was so fucking cute.
Loved it.
Because it's so Japanese. It's like anime.
Basically kawaii. It is as so kawaii. Fuck. Like AF
just
kawaii.
Think of like Sanrio, but then TXT. Because like the members animation
are drawn like Sanrio characters. Mm-hmm. But they also draw their like, what are their character equivalents? Like BT21?
Yeah.
I forgot what they were called.
They're little mascots, basically. So they're little cute. Animals. They're there at the end and then flying with them in the clouds and rainbows and stuff. I'm like,
of course, all their music is really good. Yes. It's like more like upbeat, happy kind of thing. And
sounds
especially
super anime.
Especially when they do Japanese releases. Yeah, it's super anime, like J-pop sounding.
Yeah,
like,
it could definitely
good
be like anime opening
it's
material.
So cool. It's so good. It's such a good song. Mm-hmm. So check that one out as well. And of course, our Mongne from Twice, she had her official solo drop called Runaway.
Yes.
Haley, what'd you think of it?
I really like this song. And then, like, the first time that I listened to it, I was like, what the heck? It sounds so familiar, like, very nostalgic in a way. Like, I've heard it before. And I think it's just because it's very, like, retro disco.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good way to put it. It's super, like, retro. Like, it has that disco sound element, too.
What's
like, something from, like, like some type of like Asian disco thing from like
that, but you know what it reminded me of? I thought that like it could be a song put in Night at the Roxbury. That
oh shit!
Like it feels like it could be in that kind of like time era.
It's really it's really good. And I really enjoyed it a lot. She's been doing so much promotion.
Oh
like,
yeah!
I don't know. How, like props to Chewy for like doing all. It's I feel like she hasn't slept.
No,
like,
yeah,
it just
she's
feels
doing
like she's
all these
not
dance challenges, all these promotions,
and one of our friends went to the
fan
meet because he won, and then just was like a week later, he's like in Korea because he won the fan meet to like watch her
it was
broadcast
like a few
show.
Days after,
a few
I think.
Days, he just booked it. Like, but I think I want to have a separate episode one day, kind of talking more about that because all that stuff
his experience
he
is cool.
gave us like a like a laydown of everything he did daily.
Right, it was cool reading
and
it.
And he's like one of the OGs, like who's been listening and going to like Twice's fan meets in Korea too. So it was interesting hearing and seeing all this stuff. Like, if we all. If everyone here listening to this K-pop podcast, if we all lived in Korea, we would all be
at
so
those pre-recordings.
We would be so busy running into each other at random events because there's like nonstop events going
especially
on.
Like comeback season, it's nuts.
And it's free.
A lot of it is free.
You just show up.
You have to sign up, and then for the fan meets outside, it's free.
You just
How
show
crazy
up. You sign
is that?
Up, and then if you get chosen, it's still free, but you have to sign up. But the ones outside and other, there's also like venues and like small things happening outside, like Haley just said, and you could just walk up to them. Like he walked up to NMIX.
Right.
It was between NMIX and Boy Next Door he could go to, and he just ended up walking to NMIX and just was there and hanging out. It's wild how all of this works. Freaking Korea, man. And it makes sense. It's coming from the source. Mm-hmm. Also, like really quick, Chewy also revealed that JYP Entertainment is open for each Twice members' desire to the direction and the type of sound and like how they want their solo career to like or and song to sound like, which is kind of cool.
Yeah,
that it makes sense because like you could hear it between like you know the most recent solos we've been hearing from Twice
like
members,
Nion,
right? It, like it feels
Gio.
Like
it matches each
their
member.
Vibe
yeah.
and like what they are probably going to want. So that's kind of cool that at least JYP is like nice enough to do that. Especially, I mean, they're probably like letting them do that too because you know they. Twice has done so much for the
right,
company,
of course.
So they're kind of allowing them a little bit more like independence in terms of choosing that. Mm-hmm. And yes, there's no like actual specific pattern and stuff like that. It's just whatever they want to like kind of sound that they have. And Chewie even said that she wanted to be next after hearing like Nion do her solo.
Oh,
like so like they started working on it after that. So that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And I know like one of the things is Chaeyoung. Has been working on it. I know Jiho already had hers and yeah. Nion had two already, which is crazy.
I know, right?
I feel like there was a lot of talk and a lot of people like there's like news out there about Chaeyoung, like she was working on a solo also.
Yeah.
She might be next. A lot of us thought it was gonna be her and not Chewie.
Yeah.
But I was talking with Haley and I was like, I think originally that might have been the plan, but then for like I don't know if any of you were still listening back one random episode where we were talking about how when they were still figuring out their contract extension,
right. mm-hmm.
a lot of Taiwanese and Chinese fans wanted Chewie not to re-sign
yeah.
so she could
even
focus.
Even her parents.
Even her parents,
to.
Yeah, wanted her to like focus on solo stuff because she would do so well, like, just in, like, China and,
right.
like, on her own.
Yeah, without Twice.
Like, her success would be so, like, huge and she'd be doing so much. But she wanted to sign again with Twice, so God bless her. But at the same time, I feel like because of that small incident and all that news coming out, JYP probably was like, okay, like, let's.
They pushed her
first. As soon as she asked or mentioned her solo, like, working on it, they're like, all right, let's just, like, let's do yours first before
yeah. mm-hmm.
we start working on everyone. So, yeah, that's probably what we think. But,
yeah.
But this is a good time for you to take a water break, a bathroom break, whatever you got to do right now. Also, don't forget to hit that notification bell, like, subscribe, or even message us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. Enter our giveaways for NMIX and also for Boy Next Door, and just chat with us and hang out with us there, right, Haley?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Look, I did your spiel
Thank
for you.
You.
You didn't even have to talk. Woo-hoo. Don't worry, you'll be talking plenty.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
And this is a good time to move on. Let's see. I did mention Blackpink. We talked a little bit about Lisa really quick when we talked about the VMAs. But Jennie, my girl, she had signed with Columbia Records. It's a big company here, like especially with music.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be dropping a new single, mm-hmm. solo comeback
Ooh.
For her sometime in October.
That's soon.
That's very soon.
Next month.
That is crazy that, yes, technically it is next month already. My goodness. Time is flying. Super excited for that. I wonder, like, I mean, because the last one she had was like solo, and that's so long ago. To be honest.
Was it?
What was the other
one? I
thought
it was Dancing.
Oh, Dance. Yeah. I forgot. Like the Sailor Moon. And it's
yeah.
funny because you have Sailor Moon right behind
exactly.
you like a figure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dancing in the Moonlight. So
I was like, solo was ages ago.
That's all I remember for some reason. That video was good too.
We even saw her like dancing in the moonlight multiple times at the tour.
You're right, it's a blur.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit. Oh, fail. Let's see. Let's follow that up with... Oh, I think we've talked about this... award show before.
Yes, we did. It's a fairly new...
And it's very confusing.
Music award? Yeah.
It's the TMA Awards.
Yes.
Also called the Fact Music Awards.
Where's the F in the TMA?
I don't know.
I don't understand where it went.
I still don't get it. But here we are a year later talking mm-hmm. about it again. because we didn't watch any really like anything of it because it's not broadcasted or nothing has really been popped out. It's only a lot of like slivers of fan cams or pictures
that recorded it
or like
from the live stream.
So the really interesting parts that we want to bring up here is one is Kiss of Life was dressed as One Piece, our favorite fucking anime.
Fucking crazy and random to me, but I was like, what?
That
this
was
is
so
awesome.
Cool.
Like, why has no other K-pop group done this
especially
yet?
Stray Kids. What the fuck? Of all the damn
of
groups.
Of all the groups, it's Kiss of Life. Wow.
And then,
amazing.
Natty was dressed as Luffy. Julie was dressed as Nami. Belle was Sanji. Like, of all the choices, it was funny. But she looked cute, too. Like, in her Sanji outfit, she had, like, the cigarette thing going. And then, last but not least, Hanyul was Zoro.
Zoro, yeah.
It was really cool, like, the outfits they had for them.
The stage that they had was really cool, too. Their backup dancers were dressed as Marines.
Yeah, the Marines in the One Piece. And also, like, the background was, like...
It was the Going
the
Mary.
The Going Mary. But they
it
also
said
had the
Kiss of Life.
And it had the wanted signs of each member. It was so freaking sick.
I
that was
like,
so
wow.
dope.
Wow. I hope they actually upload the whole, like, performances from the team. I think they did
I
last
hope they
time.
I hope they perform in these outfits.
They did.
when we see them.
Oh, I think this might
December.
Have been just for TMA.
No, of course. Yeah, I know.
It's like something special. Because, you know, they always do, like, special things for these music awards.
And it's a shame that no one else has done it till now.
I know.
Like,
everyone should
Piece,
be doing this
on.
Shit for anime.
That's freaking cool. So, yeah, that was super, like, that was a pleasant surprise to see that.
Right.
They posted, like, of them
a reel
like a reel of them on the official site on their official Instagram page like of them just dressed as it but we didn't know till later that they actually performed in it so
right
that was,
and it was for
that
I was like
super
what is
cool.
this for and I was like oh it's for the TMAs
also multi stan crumbs for my fellow mice slash of course bunnies. Because there's a viral picture of NewJeans and aespa taking a photo together, like a professional photo, like was taken and just it's blown up and it's everywhere and it just blows my mind. Like it's like Ning Ning is like doing a hand heart with Danielle, Karina's right next to Minji, like
they're all BFF.
It's freaking amazing and like warms my heart and soothes my multi-stan soul.
Right,
seeing stuff like this, especially when it's like
when
you
they
know
had
like
that drama.
Some of your top groups. I know, and all that stupid drama. Oh, my God.
It wasn't even between them. It was just the company.
Of course. It's always the adults. I mean, the parents ruining everything for the kids. So the kids are happy. They look super good. And I'm jealous AF, as always. Haley, it's your turn for Block B.
Yeah, so this was a pleasant surprise.
You need to explain to who or what Block B is, too, just
so
in case.
So Block B is, I'm trying to think, is second-gen group. And Zico is the leader of that group, and you guys probably know that Zico is now the producer and the owner
the father
of Boy Next Door.
For KOZ, of course.
Yes, so KOZ, King of the Zungle, is his entertainment company, and KOZ for short. So, like, Zico has had this show called The Seasons. Like, it's his own talk show where he brings groups on there and talks to them. They do, like, covers of different songs, and then, like, they perform and promote their songs that they're currently promoting as well. I watched the Boy Next Door one, of course. To Us was also on there, but there's like a lot of other groups on there too if you guys want to check it out. So it was the season finale for The Seasons, which is the name of his show, but I was like surprised who he brought out as his final group. His own group, Block B.
That must have blew your mind.
It blew my mind because I never would have thought that all the members were there and they performed some of the songs that, like, I listened to back, way, way back, like, in 2011, basically. I mean, I never would have thought this would happen. Like, I always thought, like, in the back of my mind, like, oh, like, all these K-pop groups that I listen to, like, second gen and, like, early third gen, they're all, like, making comebacks. But I, for some reason, I never thought that Block B would ever do it. Because, like, a lot of them have, like, kids, family,
like dads,
they're
yeah.
like, you know,
they're
like
legit.
They're doing their own thing. But Zico like rounded them all up and they were the performers for his finale.
It's every member, huh?
And it's every
That's,
single member.
How many members in the Block
I'm
B?
I'm trying to remember. I think it's 7.
That's a lot. That's fucking cool though, to be honest. To be able
so,
to
like,
get every single one of them.
That's why. And then I was just telling Joko too, I was like, this is amazing because like so many of these older groups that I liked before, they're always missing a member. There's drama. There's, like, scandals. So, like, they're not together anymore. We all know who, like, I'm talking about because we've talked about it multiple times. But then Block B, I was like, isn't this great? They're all there. They're all on good terms. They're all not crazy, you know, doing, like, weird shit. So it was amazing because they performed Her, Very Good, and Nili Mambo. Go check them out. Because honestly, for their time, they were really, really good during that time. And it was cute because a lot of the audience was, of course, Block B fans. They're called BBC. BBC, I know. Me. I don't like their fandom name either.
Excuse me. This
BBC.
Is...
BBC. That's... Blockbuster. Because they're called... Block B is short for Blockbuster.
So what is the C for?
I don't know.
Children?
BBC Network.
Let's go the PG-13 route.
I forgot
PG route is
what
BBC,
it stands for.
British Broadcasting Network.
Oh, yeah, that too. it was cute because, like, it would... Because when they were performing... It would pan to the audience, and then there were many of the fans, like, crying and stuff. And it made me cry, too, because, like, I didn't think that they were going to get together and perform again. It's been, like, freaking years since that. So, yeah, that's just pretty nice for me to watch, I guess. Like, a pleasant surprise.
What a surprise. You've been getting blessed and fed by all these random ones. Like you never would have thought.
Like, all these, they're all crawling out of their rock. Like, BAP, for instance, never would have thought that they would come back. But then they're like, oh, yes, BTS is gone, so we're all going to come. I'm just kidding.
They're like, yes,
this is the chance.
We can shine for a little bit, or, like,
I'm just
be relevant.
But it just seemed like that. It's like, after BTS enlisted, like, all these groups, like, older groups came back
crawling from under the rocks and the graves.
They're all such fucking, like, dads and boomers, though, I feel like, because they're just not hip with the times. The only one that's hip with the times is Tablo. And he's, like, the oldest.
And he's
one.
He's definitely, like, the biggest boomer. But he's, like, a Gen Alpha Z boomer kind
right.
of thing.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, that was, like, awesome. Like, I watched the whole show for Zico with Block B. So, if you are a Block B fan, go check that out. Because, like, I don't think a lot of people knew about that. Because I sent it to my friends. And they're like, what?
They're like, what the fuck
what
is
the fuck?
This?
Block B's back. But, yeah, I was like, they're not back. It's just, like, for the show. For that show. Season finale.
And, I mean, since we're talking about Zico, we could talk about his kids, his children.
Yes, his literal children. Boy Next Door. When this podcast is released, they would have dropped their new music video for Nice Guy, so which is their title track for their upcoming new album. And it drops tonight, actually, when we're recording this. So I'm super excited to watch it. We won't even be able to talk about it until, like, the next week when we come back. But I know that it's going to be amazing. I think the whole, like, concept for this one is, like, flirting, because they've been, like, promoting flirting. So I'm excited to see that.
Get your Delulu ready.
Exactly. They're feeding me. I also did watch the BuzzFeed celeb show where Boy Next Door was on it as guests. And I think this one is called, like, What's in My Closet? And it's with this host called Lindsay. And basically, she's had other groups on this, like, K-pop groups. She's had aespa, TWICE, and ATEEZ. And then Boy Next Door is her fourth K-pop group that she's had. And it's fucking hilarious. I want to check out the other ones that she did with those other groups, because watching Boy Next Door one was so funny. And I think it's more funny because it's the concept of her show is basically she has all her clothes out, like, on the stage, like a dressing room kind of thing. And then basically each member has to go up and dress her for the week, like, for the whole week. Basically each member picks a day and they will dress her during that day. And then she does actually wear the outfit and, like, goes
Ooh, she does.
Out.
Oh, yeah. She actually walks out into,
yeah,
into public.
In public. So, like, the what happened with Boy Next Door's one. So basically, for instance, Ryu did a airport fashion. So she on Wednesday, I think it was Thursday, she had to go to the airport. So she went to LAX. Dressed in the outfit that Ryu picked out for her. And yeah, so, like, she actually goes out and does everything that they say, like, even what hair and makeup she should do. It's interesting watching the boys dress her because, like, I don't know, like, some of the outfits they picked honestly were really, really these good. Are, I was pleasantly surprised
well,
with
I mean,
the outfits they
they're
picked.
They're K-pop idols, so they, they're styled, they so they style. Kind of have an idea of like they how do. The stylists style them.
Except Una. Una was fucking wild. It was so funny. Like, the rest of the members, like, basically sit and watch the other member choose out the outfits. And then Una, I think he was on a high that day. Like, he was just super, super excited that even Jaehyun had to, like, turn to him and was like, are you okay? Like, did you eat
so
something
he's
weird?
He's already crazy. So you're talking about he's even on another level.
Yeah. It was so funny. Like, I want to watch it again with Joko because I was like, I think you need to watch this episode because it's very entertaining. But Una, basically, the outfit he picked was really, really nice. I forgot what he picked. Oh, he's picked it for clubbing night for her. So ooh. They went to, but she didn't go clubbing. She went to a karaoke club. And so she dressed in that outfit wearing that. But he picked 3 handbags for her, and she actually took all 3 purses
what
with her. But the other members were like, why are you picking 3 purses? Like, who does that kind of thing? But she actually did it. So it's a very entertaining show. The host is actually really funny too. So if you guys like aespa, TWICE, Boy Next Door, or ATEEZ, I would check it out, honestly.
And what is the show again?
It's just basically called BuzzFeed Celeb Show, and her thing is What's in My Closet.
Okay, mm-hmm. There you go. So yes. Check that out if you're curious or interested in seeing Una go crazy. I think it's another good time. I know it was a quick break, but mm-hmm. We'll do another break really quickly to probably follow, like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and then use the restroom or bathroom or whatever you got to do. Stay hydrated. And Haley, what can they do and where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And right now you can enter our NMIX and Boy Next Door giveaway. Please DM us your bias and the reason why they're your bias if you want to enter.
Yes.
For each of those groups.
For each of those groups, or if you just want to just chat with us. Mm-hmm. There's also donations available too, yes. Wherever you're tuning in. And let's get started because there's like a lot of stuff that went on. A lot of stuff that went on for BTS in terms of
shows.
Course, shows. And we have you have a sprinkle of Stray Kids at the end.
I do. So, like, it's crazy because, like, I know Jin is back. But then, like, because Jisook has their show, Are You Sure? It just doesn't feel like they've left. Like, it doesn't feel like they're in the military.
I get it. It really doesn't feel like it.
It's like, I know Jin's back and, like, he's, like, actually actively, like, shooting his shows and everything. But the other members have been feeding us well, too. Like, I mean, like, Namjoon just released a song with Megan Thee Stallion and he's, like,
it's
in,
like,
the military.
They did so much work.
They did.
Prior
before
to
they
them
left.
Enlisting, like, for the past couple years. It's, like, insane.
Yes. I mean, they love ARMY, honestly. And it's like, without ARMY, they wouldn't be where they are.
Honestly, Big Hit did a really good job, like, with all the stuff that they have for the fans. So props to Big Hit and props and thanks to all the members for having, like, different things that you would never expect was
going
to happen.
Yeah. So, like, this episode of Are You Sure? It was actually filmed November 25th, 2023. So this is, like, literally a month before they enlist.
That's crazy. And it's, like, crazy to think, too. It's, like, only been, like, what, like, 10 months ago or something?
Yeah. I mean, we're coming up on a year already for them that they've enlisted. Like, the last two. Like, Jungkook and Jimin.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Of course, it's those two members.
Right.
Haley.
Sorry, I couldn't think for a second. So, basically, they went to Sapporo for their last stop of their Are You Sure tour, like, vacation thing, their bromance, basically. So when they landed in Sapporo, their first stop was, of course, the konbini, because they came in at, like, really late at night, so nothing. I mean, I'm sure, like, some ramen places were probably open, but
yeah,
went to the konbini, like, convenience store.
Yeah, they went to the 7-Eleven convenience store, basically.
Yeah.
And it's crazy enough that we talked about this because literally this show is honestly just them eating.
It is.
A food
show. I think we mention it every time, but I was like, what else do you do on vacation? Of course, all you do is
eat
visit, like, some places that you want to go see, but it's mostly eating. Like, why are we going to Hawaii? I mean, we are going to Hawaii to see my family, but then, like, we're there to eat also.
We do a lot of eating, and they definitely do a lot of eating. Like, every time we watch this episode, you just have to have food ready and you have to eat along with them, or
right.
You're just going to get hungry.
So, which is what we did. We ate dinner with them, basically.
Again, yes.
So at the convenience store, they got tuna mayo onigiri, which they kept calling triangle kimbap.
Technically it is a triangle gimbap.
I guess.
But it's actually like
it's onigiri.
It's onigiri and it's like a rice ball, like snack to go kind of thing.
And
it's
also
a triangle.
Yes,
so I guess.
I mean, yeah.
I guess it's
triangle version of gimbap.
I guess that's just like what the translation kept saying.
I think so, yeah. And they also got ramen. Also, Jimin was saying...
I was going to say, like, that reminds me of, like, one of the translations, because it's, like, some people may not understand what it is, but it's, like, I remember for Pokemon, when you watched the English dub, like, years ago, it was rice balls, but in America, they dubbed it as donuts.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes.
What?
Is that not what they did in Australia?
Literally, I don't even remember
literally
that.
Literally, Brock... is giving the like it's like I think it was Brock. They're like eating some. Like,
oh, he's making rice
it's
right,
balls. They're rice balls, and he's giving it to them, and they're eating it. But they said it's donuts. Like, oh, these are donuts. Or like, you want some donuts?
Okay.
And I remember thinking as a kid, I'm like, oh, I guess is that what they call it? Even as a kid, I knew those were like rice balls.
Right.
But like, oh, maybe it's because it's like jelly filled. Maybe that like it's actually a different kind of donut. But no, it's literally just a translation because we. People won't know in America, like, won't know what the hell onigiri is.
Right.
Or, like, what they'll be like, what the hell? Why are they just eating balls of rice?
Oh,
what is that?
Guess.
So it's like they dubbed it as donuts.
That's
and
so
that's,
weird. I don't remember.
And then
that.
I remember seeing that, like, a recent clip of it, like, I don't know, like, within the past year or two. Mm. And it's just always blew my mind. I'm like, it made me think of this.
Oh,
like,
I
the kimbap.
Yeah.
Like, triangle kimbap.
I mean, at least that actually makes kind of sense because it is triangle kimbap.
Yeah, compared to freaking a rice ball onigiri. Calling it a donut. That is
weird.
Completely off.
And then it was just interesting because Jimin said that when they were like eating, because they eat a lot on this show, obviously. And Jimin said
that Jungkook, especially
this man eats
as much as one of our friends that eats a lot.
Yeah,
but
he's not as skinny as Jungkook.
Holy shit.
But Jimin was saying that because, you know, I mean, like, it's probably like this for all idols. But he said when he's like promoting in Korea, he only eats once a day. That's like sad. But then because he wants to keep his figure, basically.
I would shrivel up.
But then
because I'm American.
And he said basically because like he's not promoting anymore. He can eat whatever the fuck he wants, basically. Yeah, so he ate like four
and
tuna
mayo. He's on
mayo.
Vacation. Who cares?
Tuna mayo.
He's really
at like
obsessed
11
with tuna mayo onigiri, to be honest.
Yeah, he was.
They do a lot of beer drinking, too. Jungkook drinks beer like I drink water.
Oh, yeah, he chugs that shit.
I drink a lot of water at home.
Yeah.
This man, damn.
It must taste that good for him.
No beer belly. Of course, if you're like an idol, you're like, you're so physically like, always on it.
Right.
That
and he's still young.
I know, he still has a metabolism, true. Just wait for him to hit 30. It's like...
Mid-30s.
that's when it's like you have to work harder.
Yeah. But I'm sure he'll have no problem. Because, like, if he doesn't let himself... And he seems to like working out, too, so... I think he's
makes
fine.
Makes sense. It has to make up for how much he loves to eat.
Yes.
So...
It was just, like, nostalgic when they were walking across the road. I just put down this little note that Jungkook was mimicking the sounds, the lights, when it beeps, changes.
People.
Like, because in Japan, it sounds different from the one in America, of course. And I was like, oh, I miss it. And they were just walking.
I miss Japan.
So, the next day, they go to breakfast at a ramen spot.
Of course.
They're just eating. Like, this whole episode is just eating. They go into the store and, like, get seated. And they're just sitting there waiting. And then the server comes up to them and was like, you need to go order at the vending machine.
Yeah, so, like, it makes sense. Because, like,
right.
You forget that, too. Like,
yeah.
When you go to Japan, most of the time, you have to, like, order at the ticket thing.
Right. There's, like, basically, it looks like a vending machine. And then you just enter all your order, basically. And then you give the server your ticket. And it has your order on it already. So you don't actually, like, tell
That's
them
funny.
Your
they
order.
Just, they just
They're
sat
just
down.
Sitting there waiting.
But I would have probably done the same if I didn't.
I think we did do the same thing
if
the
I didn't
first
think
time.
About it. Yeah.
Because
we don't
didn't
think
know.
About it.
I was like, damn, this
well,
is genius.
Well, usually you see it, though.
You
so,
do.
Remember, look. But then one time, like, it wasn't in plain sight.
I know.
Most of the time, it should be, like, right in the front.
But it's awesome, though, because basically, you put in your order, you pay, you give them the ticket, they give you the food, you eat, and then you leave. You don't have to wait to give them money afterwards, basically. And there's no tipping in Japan, so...
Yeah, exactly. So that's why it works. It all
right.
works.
It works really well
Efficient
there.
Efficient AF.
Jimin ordered level 7 spice ramen, which I was
His butthole is gonna feel that.
I was like, why is he doing that? Because I feel like he has such a sensitive stomach.
Yeah, you're right. It's like, what the heck are you doing? You almost... You were dying in America.
Right. He had diarrhea like the whole episode.
This guy had to take Pepto-Bismol. Right. What is he doing at so early in the morning? First dish. Level 7 heat, please.
And then Jungkook had even told Jimin too. He's like, I don't think it's a smart idea to order something that spicy this early. Which he's right. And then Jungkook, I think he got level 5 spice. And then he ended up trying Jimin's ramen. And he was like, oh, I like mine better because it's probably not as spicy.
And of course, Jungkook always ordered another dish, even though it's like a side dish.
Yeah.
It's like a big, Haley would consider it a meal.
Yeah.
Almost.
It's a meal. It's a pork.
It's a, like a tonkatsu, like a
chasudon.
It's a marinated pork bowl.
Yes. With rice. And mayo on it. I saw that mayo.
We always order that when we go to ramen places too, to be honest. Always get that chashu bowl or chasudon.
Right. I get full just of that, but they ate that so huge bowl of ramen and like chasudon as well. And then I think, the next part when they were going to the train station.
Okay, this one was like kind of out of left field. I was like, wait, me and Haley were like, are we
watching an anime right now?
Like, what is going on? What happened? Are we seeing things or like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
are we
I had to rewind
at?
It because I was like, wait, why does this look like an anime scene? Like, because the when you put in your ticket to go to the train station, it looked animated, but I wasn't sure yet. And then like the signs for all of, like where all the trains are going and everything, it looked animated too. And then we saw Jungkook and
it
Jimin.
It panned to Jungkook walking, but he's making the walk. He looked like he's walking, like a walking motion, but the background wasn't moving.
And so, it was just animated.
So they green screened, or like not really green screen, but they like
edited.
They cut everyone and everything behind them out.
Yeah,
and just put their own like really cute and funny like. Just like an animation, like background, like
of like the, of, train, like, the train station, like of animated. Them waiting at the
even
train
station.
Even
when they did like the ticket thing,
yeah,
that
that's
was
why.
Funny as hell.
And the reason why is because there's just probably too many. Because Jungkook had said, "There's too many people here right now." So like he put down his camera, but then I think like when they were filming walking through the train station, there was also it's crowded as fuck in Japan, like through those train stations. So I think they just didn't want to blur out too many people, like. And they just decided to draw an animated
because if they just,
background
if
instead.
If they blurred out everything with everyone and everything, which is going to be the whole background,
weird.
It will look weird. Yeah. Like they're like in a freaking like
porno.
In a Japanese porno hentai or some shit.
And then even when they got on the train and were sitting down, like the train seats
like
and everything
behind them
was
like
anime.
Animated too and like kind of blocked out. But then
except
that,
for the window outside was the real
because it's
life.
Only them two.
Right.
Like from the side angle at least.
I was laughing.
That was funny as hell.
It looked so funny when they were walking.
It looked like really funny bad editing, like in a child's anime program. It was really cool though.
It literally looked like that. I was like, "What the heck?" That was cool though.
That was unexpected.
And then okay, when they got off the train, so Jungkook did like this driving transformation because I guess in Korea they drive on the right side.
So it's similar to here in the U.S.
Yes. And then in Japan, it's the same as Australia. We drive on the left side. So, like, Jungkook had to, like, put himself in, like, left side driving mode,
he wanted
I guess.
To drive it in. Yeah, he's just, like, turning on his left
to,
side
to make
brain
sure
mode.
That he's not going to drive on the right side, basically. But I didn't know that Korea was on the right side.
Me either.
For some reason.
So that's cool. That's good to know. That means I can technically kind of drive there.
Yeah. And
if
then
I got my international...
driving license.
No, you can get a permit.
Permit. Yeah. I mean, we got one for Japan.
Exactly. If we had that, I could probably do that. But I don't know if I want to drive in Korea.
I think you'd rather just take public transport.
Exactly. I'm good with that.
During the car ride, they were watching Super Tuna in the car.
Ah, Jin. Jin is everywhere.
Oh, my God. So, like, they were headed to a museum this time. And I was like, what kind of museum is this? So I had to look it up. It was a whiskey museum.
Makes sense.
Yeah, because like in Japan, they're very well known
for
making their alcohol.
They love their alcohol there. That's for sure.
Nika Whiskey Museum, and it's in Hokkaido. So they went all the way to Hokkaido.
They went even more north, like from where they are. Because I mean, Sapporo is in Hokkaido technically, but
yeah.
I guess they're going to like the actual city, like super north.
Yes.
That's fucking cool.
It was snowing a lot.
It was, yeah, there was a lot of snow. It was really pretty. It's probably horrible to actually be in it because, like, we're not used to, like, snow, cold
freezing.
Weather, but it's freezing.
Yeah, so It was cute, though, because, like, when they got into the museum, Jimin was actually, like, going through all, like, the exhibits, and he was reading the history about, like, the whiskey and, like, the bottles and stuff like that. But Jungkook was, like, trying to get Jimin to hurry up because he wanted to go to the tasting bar so badly.
That made me remember. We forgot, too, that Jungkook even, like, tripped, like, in the snow.
Oh, right.
Like, when he ran out of the first thing out of, like, the hotel. He just, like, was like, woohoo, and just ate it.
I mean, it's slippery. It's scary.
It's funny because Jimin was just laughing.
Of course. But, yeah, so Jungkook wanted to go to the tasting bar at the Whiskey Museum. It was funny, though, because when they left, the crew had to come back and get Jungkook and Jimin because they were like, you didn't pay for the samples.
Yeah, like,
they just left. They
dine and dash.
They didn't know.
The funny-ass part, yeah, it wasn't on purpose. The funny, okay, one, there's two things I took from this. One, it's funny that the crew didn't even pay for them. They're like, the crew just looked for them and then told them to go back, right? Like,
right,
the crew didn't even cover it. And then Jimin was like, I'm the oldest one. I'm the elder.
Right,
here.
Right. He's like, let Hyung do it.
Hyung will pay. He went to go pay, and then they said cash only. So Jungkook ended up having to pay for everything.
Right, yeah. He's like, cash only? I don't have cash. Oh, so Jungkook paid for it. Then they had a snowball fight, which was so stupid because they said that their hands were freezing, but...
Well, of course, you're touching snow.
They kept doing it anyway. They went to a small cafe to eat again.
Oh, surprise, naturally. Surprise.
And then it was funny because, like, we did mention, like, all this show is about is them eating, and they actually said... themselves. This show is basically a show seen for you guys to watch Jimin and Jungkook get fattened up before they enlist, and that's basically what
that's
it
what
was.
It is. And it's cute and cool that they use, like, I think they're using, like, Jimin's phone for, like, Google Translate.
They are.
So they've been, like, you know, taking pictures and, like, having everything that they've been ordering and getting translated to, so it's like, oh, okay, they're, you know, they're, like, us when we're in Japan for the most part.
I think they can speak Japanese, but then, like, reading it, they still have to, like, translate it, because that's what it seems, because they speak and order in Japanese, but then, like, when they're reading the menu and everything, they have to use, like, Google Translate.
They're just, like, conversational kind of Japanese,
which is fine,
which is good. Yeah, I mean, shit, I still wish I could do that in Japanese or Korean.
I mean, I think we could say what they're saying, like, when they're ordering.
Sumimasen.
Sumimasen, arigato. Just one little cute thing that I put here for Jungkook. The food was so good at this cafe that Jungkook even said in English, "I'm dead." Like, what
this
the
guy?
Fuck?
This guy knows his English lingo.
Yeah,
you know why?
Because
he fucking hung out with, like, when he did all his promotions, all the backup dancers, including Brian Pustos.
Oh yeah, they probably taught him.
They
all
probably
that shit.
Told him so much shit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
In English.
Yeah, so that's it for Jungkook. Moving on to Jin. Run Jin. So this episode this is the first part of it. So I think there's going to be a second part next week, which looks also very fucking funny. But basically they had three guests. And then...
There's four of them. Like, they did like a mini game show.
It's called Dangerous Invitation.
Right. So,
and I guess it's an actual game show.
And then there's four of them. Of course, Jin is there. He's the main person. But he had three additional guests.
Yes.
And go for it.
One of them was a former UFC fighter. And then the second one was a YouTube content creator. And then Yeonjun from TXT was there.
It was funny as hell. Like, when he was getting introduced. And then Jin was like, "What are you doing?" Because he's, like, posing, trying to look
all sexy,
all cool and sexy and shit.
I just have some, like, tiny notes here because, like, I couldn't write everything
down.
There
was a lot going on.
Right. There's so much text and I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? And, like, some of the stuff I can't understand because, like, they're, I guess, quotes and phrases are
okay. Yeah, this,
in Korean.
This is the hard part, especially
so
for this game
it.
Show. Like, it's, like, a lot of the slang, a lot of the different stuff is actually... Korean, even though we see the translations in English,
right,
it makes zero sense. And it's so fast, and then we're like, because I can read pretty fast,
yeah.
I just still don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't
usually
know
for those things you usually pause it and stuff, but I was like, it's fine.
No, even without pause, like, I don't, it's just like a lot of the terminology and slang, because, like, one of them was about Gen Z words.
Yeah, it was
and
like
sayings.
A Gen Z buzzword quiz, basically.
And a lot of
so they had to do one that was like what does this mean, basically? And I think it was NWC.
And these are like, these are probably stuff in Korean.
Yeah.
Like, they're Korean slang with English, like, English letters that mean English things. But then we don't use these here, at least not in America. Like, I know we're kind of boomers ourselves, but at the same time, we know enough Gen Z and Alpha to know what the hell's relevant. This is probably Gen Z Alpha for Asia, for Korea.
Right. I think it definitely
is. It has to be for Korea. Because, like, a lot of it, I was like, what? Me and Haley were just smiling, and we're just like, okay, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I don't understand.
Just laughing because when people, or when any of them, get it wrong, mm-hmm. or like one of them wins,
right?
The other three get soaked with water, like
they have water above their head, and then gets
like a bucket full of water just keeps refilling and then dropping on them. And honestly, all four of them by the end of the episode, they're all
drenched.
Soaked.
Yeah,
and they're not even suits. Done. This is only half of the episode, half of what the whole
thing
is.
They may as well should have just been wearing swimmers.
That's the funniest part. Haley's right. They're all in suits. Yeah. Like, they're in blazers and they have ties.
Yes.
They're like, they look snazzy and they look good, but they're just getting soaked. It's funny as hell. It's so funny and random.
Yeah, it's fun to watch, even though I just didn't understand the context of things.
That was the most frustrating part, because like, all the context, it's like funny enough that some of them don't even get it too. Jin is a huge boomer. I feel like he barely got anything right.
Well, guess who was the winner? Yeonjun, of course, because he is a Gen Z, basically.
Even though he says he's not, he picked up a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, he got most of the catchphrases and
but
everything.
It's like funny as hell, like some of the different things. I mean, past the shitty ass like parts where it's like we don't even know what the heck they're talking about.
Right.
Like the ones when they look at like certain items really quick.
I mean,
funny.
I feel like that's shown always on like a lot of Korean variety shows. They have like this silver box and they open
really
it really
quickly
and
like
you have to try
split
and,
second.
You have to try and guess what's inside. And the first one I got right. I was like, toe socks.
That's what it looked like. I was surprised they didn't even see that first too.
Yeah,
one of the things that was crazy was one of the dishes, like the food dishes.
Yeah.
They opened it up multiple times and even did it super long. Then they eventually
just
like,
held it
the
open.
The staff just left it open because
they told them to come
all
up.
All four of them like couldn't guess it. Like they're
what the fuck
getting
is this?
All of it wrong. And when they were staring at it up close, they're still guessing it wrong. Because I mean, to be
how
honest,
can you tell what
how
that
the,
is?
Jin got it right. This
I
is the
mean,
first thing
he
got
guessing.
Right. But the thing is, I would have not guessed fucking pork lungs. How would you have known that's a pig lung?
Right, I have no idea.
I thought it was liver the first time they even opened it. But
I mean,
I was like,
it was like something weird.
Pig lungs.
Pig
I was like,
lungs.
What?
Did they eat that?
I like put my hand on my head. I was like, there's no way I would have gotten that right.
The other one I got right was the tanghulu. That was easy enough, at least. It was like grape. But actually, it wasn't grapes. It was shine muscat.
Which I don't even know what the F that is.
Which looks like
grapes. That sounds
like
a gun. It sounds like a gun from like the fucking 1800s.
Okay, and they also did like, I think a meme for flirting, or was it rizzing someone up or something?
And like gifs? I don't even know.
But
it was
like
just kind of
just
funny.
The example was like, you smell so nice like my type. I guess it's just like rizzing.
But I guess these are like common, ones
in
Korea. Like it's just like,
I was like, I don't know.
That's why it's kind of a lot more difficult for like international fans watching this. Like in terms of like, we can read, but it's like still hard to understand.
Right.
Like the base of everything.
Right, yeah.
But I mean, it was just entertaining overall.
Right. And then the last game they played was Super Tuna Game, which was like a lot of like, you know, the line relay kind of thing where they say one thing.
And every K-pop idol should be good at this.
Yeah, because
I feel like they force them to do these kind of shows, like games on their own shows.
Yeah.
Like Jin has probably had plenty of run BTS experience doing these.
Yeah, but not enough because
he forgot.
Yeah.
He forgot.
So, yeah, that's it for BTS.
That was a really fun thing to watch, though.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
It's actually very entertaining.
The preview for the next one's insane because they get launched.
Yeah, into
they
the
get
water.
Flinged.
Backwards. Like catapult,
like
basically.
It's like a violent catapult.
Yeah.
Like it, I was like, oh
peace
my
out,
God.
Jin.
So, yeah, check that. All of them seem like they're going to get it. So,
yeah. So moving on, I do have only a little bit of Stray Kids news because after their concert, tour in Korea. They haven't been very active, I would say, like with promotions or anything. But there was one thing that made me laugh. There's a photoism for JYP.
If you're not familiar with photoism, because I know Haley would probably go past this and not say what it is.
No, I wasn't. Oh, okay. Because I know you're going to scold me and be like, ooh, what is that? People don't know what that is.
Yeah, you have to explain to them.
So basically, photoism is a photo booth that is very popular in Korea. They have ones that now that you can, the idol takes it and then you can take it with them because it's like a layout.
We did a couple of them recently. We did Le Sserafim, Aespa at Photoism.
Right, yeah.
We've also done the Life for Cuts ones with like Twice,
Boy Next Door. They have all the idols on there and I love it because like I remember seeing it in Korea like probably like a year ago and I was like, man, I really wish they had this here in the US and it came
Her wish here. Came true as soon as she
wow,
wished it.
Wow, amazing. So like they have one. As JYP is the idol. So, like...
We're talking about JY Park.
Yes. The JY Park. And actually, like, his poses are so funny.
Of course.
It's like boyfriend poses. Like, he's petting your head. He's doing a heart.
Oh, my God.
Kind of thing like that. And I was like, who the hell would want to do this? Actually, our friend James probably would want to. And Haewon from NMIX. But you know who else wants to do it? Hyunjin from Stray Kids.
Oh, boy.
Because he posted on fans.
Not Seungmin?
No, it was Hyunjin.
He's still, I think Seungmin is just
Seungmin
scarred.
Seungmin is scarred.
So he's scarred after that.
Hyunjin posted on fans replying to like the photoism for JYP. He's like, I want to do this. Where do I do this? Where do you go for photoism?
Oh, my God.
I hope
he's so sheltered.
I hope he actually does it because that would be freaking hilarious.
These idols are so sheltered, too. Like,
they should just have a whole episode of Stray Kids just going to take JYP.
Why is there no photoism booth of JYP in the JYP building?
I don't know.
It should be like right there.
They should. Like, it should be mandatory for all the artists to do it for JYP when they walk in the building.
They need to. Oh, that's such a good one. Yeah, just like one day when they come in.
Right.
You can't get past security
until
you take a
picture.
This will
be your new ID.
Your badge is a JYP. You get to choose which picture you want on your badge.
Oh my God. Hilarious.
The head pat, of course.
Also, there was, so Stray Kids, they do a lot of those fan calls. And there was just this really wholesome fan call interaction that I saw with Hyunjin recently. It's where a Stay played their song, I Like It, on a kazoo. And can you explain to me, like, what a kazoo is? It's kind of like a whistle.
It's that weird instrument that's, like, small. And it sounds like this, like, it's like...
Yeah.
Because it has a small piece of, like, I think wax paper.
It, like, vibrates.
It's a wax paper that when you, it vibrates, like, through a small, like, flute.
Yeah, so when you blow
like a,
it.
It's like a small flute with a wax paper.
It kind of sounds like those party streamer things that you go,
like, boop.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like.
So she played I Like It on the kazoo.
That was so fucking random.
It was so funny. Hyunjin was having the time of his life. He kept laughing, like, when she started playing I Like It. And then he cracked up, and then she started laughing. She's like, no, no, wait. We have to be serious. This is, like, serious business. So, like, she ended up playing, like, the whole chorus of I Like It. And Hyunjin was doing the choreo for it. But he was laughing the whole time. I just thought that fan interaction...
Of course, how can you keep... How can you...
I mean, I enjoy those kind of fan interactions because, like, you see a lot of
it's
weird
It's not
ones.
Creepy and not
yeah.
weird. I get it. This is just, like, a random funny
like, where
ass one.
He actually was, like, genuinely enjoying himself.
This is actually what me and you brought up our fellow JYP slash Haewon bias, our friend James, talked about. I feel like when we win fan calls and stuff, like, one of the things we want to do is kind of, like... Like, of course, we want to talk to the idol, but not make them feel uncomfortable and ask weird or, like, say weird stuff, like, or creepy
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, like, the one that Hyunjin got was, like, can you call me mama?
Yeah, I was like,
what the fuck? Hyunjin's face was like, what the fuck?
Like, but we honestly, like, our aim is, like, we want to make them laugh because we want to let them have a good time, too,
and
show them, like,
remember that shit,
and I feel
honestly.
Like they enjoy that, too, so it's, like, I feel like it works both ways because you get a great interaction with the idol,
right.
And then, and in return, they probably won't forget you if you do something funny and like that shit. Like,
play
a kazoo.
I feel like Hyunjin will never forget that moment ever. Someone playing I Like It to him on a kazoo. Who would have thought of that? Also, one last thing here. Felix and Lino are currently in New York for the New York Fashion Week, and they are representing Tommy Hilfiger.
I wonder if they're going to go show up to the VMAs as, like, you know, just in the audience.
I'm actually wondering why it's just Felix and Lino.
I don't know. If
what
it's for Tommy, I wonder, like, Tommy Hilfiger, I wonder if, like, even Nyan is there.
Maybe. Yeah, so I haven't, I mean, like, because that was, oh, I do have one last thing here. I knew I was going to forget. So I did just see this news, like, right as we were going to record.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Stray Kids is going to perform the new opening and ending theme song for Tower of God Season 2. Which, okay, so Tower of God is an anime right now, but it was originally a webtoon.
Right.
And Stray Kids...
A really popular, like, action one.
It's very popular. And Stray Kids actually did, for Season 1, the opening and ending songs for it as well. You guys probably know it. It was Top and Slump.
See, so, I remember Top, but then, yeah, like, I forgot Slump was the ending for Season 1.
Yeah, so like they're back again after 4 years, and
because
yeah,
I mean that's how long since like the last yeah. anime, the first season. So I'm glad it's back.
Yeah, so I mean this is amazing. Like after 4 years and a half, Stray Kids are back, and they will be doing the opening and ending theme of the new arc.
We
basically.
Need more of this. Like I mean, like even when we talk about TXT, we need more K-pop idols. Like because their songs sound so good, like the Japanese songs,
right?
To like. Have it like for openings for anime, especially yeah. like even like the TXT one would have been perfect for like slice of life.
I know,
cute like stuff. So oh
yeah,
man,
yeah. So that was just like one last thing that I saw. That I was like, oh my god, that's amazing news. Actually, we yeah. don't, we haven't watched Tower of God, but
it
like,
sucks because it's been on our like backlog for yeah. like queue for like for what we want to watch. But there's so much stuff. But we should probably get to it soon because
we watched
you know,
the
I hear
opening and ending things for Stray Kids.
It's crazy enough because we went straight into Solo Leveling, and yeah. I finished the whole webtoon series.
Man, I wish
quick.
They did it for so. Oh, TXT did it for Solo Leveling. Hello.
Yeah. So there
yeah,
you go.
There
is. I mean, shit. I'm super excited for that. And whenever we get to watch like more of more K-pop opening and ending mm-hmm, songs for mm-hmm. anime.
Yes.
So I think with that said, thank you everyone for tuning in and joining us this week. Don't forget to hit that notification bell, follow, like, subscribe. Don't forget to also hit us up. Where, Haley?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast, and right now you can enter our giveaway for M-Mix and Boy Next Door. Please submit your message on our Instagram and tell us who your bias is and the reason why for each of those groups, if you want to enter.
Yes, and after you hit that notification bell, follow, subscribe if you want to donate. We appreciate all those little tips that people have been giving us. It's really nice. It goes a long way, as like I mentioned before. It's a self-produced podcast between Haley and I. And I think that's pretty much it. We are going to be going to Hawaii soon. So don't forget to check out the next episode, which will not have a lot of news, but it'll be a really cool special episode, and you get to hear us talk about our current 2024 bias groups, mm-hmm. our top five mm-hmm. for boys and for girls.
Yes.
So don't forget to do that. And everyone, please take care till the next episode. Stay safe, and as always, peace.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.